You guys may not have noticed, but bags carried into the Superdome these days can only be made from clear plastic. Clear as in see-through. So tell me, what woman would want the world to be able to see inside her purse? It's like putting a glass door on her refrigerator or a lingerie drawer. I mean, really, to let any stranger eye that vial of concealer, that guilty candy bar or romantic novel, the hand lotion that you snagged from the hotel bathroom? Yet that's exactly what the NFL guys, and surely they are guys, have done. Of course, in New Orleans, we've never been averse to letting it all hang out. No, we don't flash at carnival time. That's for tourists. But we have been known to skirt the boundaries of propriety in other ways. So, for some local creative types, the all-clear mandate has become a game to see what outrageous accessories they can pack into their plastic to raise security personnel eyebrows. A friend tucked in handcuffs and foot cream just for fun. The guards didn't react at all, but the woman behind her tapped her on the shoulder, leaned forward, and whispered in her ear, "Dear, did you know that your handcuffs are showing?" Another friend filled her window-to-the-world container with mini pralines and tiny Tabascos, all clearly on view for fans of the opposing team to make friends if they behave or, well, I'm not sure what she did with the Tabasco. So maybe the see-through purse rule has its upside here. In this historically mom-and-pop business town, turning adversity to financial gain has never been a challenge. Remember all those Chocolate City and Free Sean Payton t-shirts? A number of local entrepreneurs have been busy creating fashionable Ziploc-style carry-alls for the Saints crowd. One magazine street retailer has a trademark bag made from heavy plastic strips, you know, the kind that hang in front of grocery freezers. A local publicist quickly whipped up a clear clutch with a detachable chain that's selling out all over town. Restaurants, banks, law firms are all churning out their own logoed giveaways for the Dome crowd. It's all so much more chic and personal than the ho-hum, short-handled shopper offered by the NFL. Please, spend your $10 on the alligator sausage instead. At Soldier Field in Chicago a few weeks ago, I didn't spot a single Bears fan with a statement bag. Are Saints fans the only ones to have fun with this new mandate? I don't know, but I have been peeking into purses to see what fans are packing at the Dome. I've caught glimpses of fleur-de-lis hand towels, cherry lipsticks, sequined coin purses, even a pair of chopsticks. One woman passed by with a pint-sized Nina Ricci bottle stashed inside. Somehow I don't think it held perfume. So take that, NFL. You can make us reveal all, but we've nothing boring to hide. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck. To read more Big Easy Living, go to wwno.org or NOLAVIE, NOLAVIE.com.